This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Right in front of our very eyes, we are seeing the globalist deep state at work. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. What a terrible, terrible blight upon all people. Antifa, which they claim means anti-fascist, is absurd, ludicrous, and totally opposite of what they claim to be. They are not anti-fascist. They are fascists. Black Lives Matter, it's a ruse, R-U-S-E. If Black Lives Matter, then why don't we do something about what is happening, blacks on black, killing blacks, in places like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. It's an endless list that won't be missed. So the bottom line here is that it's about divide, confusion, chaos, and conquer. What we're watching here is insanity, and particularly the deep state Democrats and their seditious, despicable, lying media are fanning the flames. I urge all of my brothers and sisters, don't go for the ghosts. Okay, don't be duped, hoodwinked, bamboozled. Okay, understand that we are in this struggle as patriots, as U.S. citizens, together. What we have on our side is we have each other. Each other. And that's extremely powerful. And that's something that the media, the deep state Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, for that matter, they don't want you to know that. They want you to think that you're alone. You're by yourself. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And there are a lot of people, millions, millions, who are thinking just like you. This is our republic. This is all about fun and games and hurting people and destroying, not building, not serving the people, body and soul, but the exact opposite. So I plead with, implore with, to all my brothers and sisters of all colors, get a grip on reality. Stop this madness. Stop this insanity. And those who won't stop it need to be stopped.
So I would say, you know, if anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America.
Store.com. and never give up the fight.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time, you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to banned.video. But 2020ElectionCenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because of the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out. He's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah. We're already into hour number three. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are into hour number five of the Global Transmission, or hour number six now. And I'm really excited that Dr. Steve Pachinik's with us. He's a best-selling author, researcher, a veteran, and the former head of psychological operations at the State Department, involved in regime change, co-wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy. He's one of his main sources. StevePachinik.com is his website. His latest ebook, American Warrior in Crisis, Tales of a Political Psychiatrist, is available. He's also a medical doctor, psychiatrist, and MIT trained and a bunch of other things. And he's with us here. You know who he is, at Steve Pachinik on Twitter. We really appreciate him joining us. He'll always have a lot to say, and he's got his own pro-America agenda. He's a good guy. I agree with about 95% of what he has to say. And he'll get into his agenda, because we don't pre-talk before he comes on. But I've got my questions, and I know he doesn't want to overestimate how powerful the Chi-Coms and the Hollywood scum are and all the rest of them. But just right here, they're out in the open in the communist Chinese newspapers saying China, Trump sets poor example with post-coronavirus White House return, even though they've been reopened for business and now they've got documented reports out that they are hyping up corona to keep us locked down. Meanwhile, China, North Korea, Cuba, and Iran denounce U.S. for systemic racial discrimination at U.N. I mean, China's killed more people than Hitler ever dreamed of. Talk about discrimination. It's not even, it's so laughable that our whole media goes along with it. So I want to ask you this. Who are America's enemies? Because we know there's a deep state and there's an inept state, and that's the big enemy. And we know the Chinese have brought their money in and bought up the media and all the rest of it. But I want people to know who the players are, because I get asked all the time, who are the players? Well, I can see who's aligned. The communist Chinese, Hollywood, the EU. Hell, they have Davos meetings and say Xi Jinping will crush Trump 3 years ago. And he's being saluted on stage by Juncker, the Nazi heir, stumbling around drunk. So I get they're inept, and I get we can beat them. But I just do not see more Americans openly supporting Trump and supporting the rebuilding of our military, rebuilding of our infrastructure, pulling us out of these wars. All this is very pragmatic. Common sense to me. To not see that really frustrates me, Dr. Pachinik. That's a long intro. I appreciate you. Who are the players? People want to know that they know you're smart. Who are the players 26 days out? What do you think they're going to pull? Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Number one, the greatest enemy of America can only be America. We have no other enemies. Putin is not our enemy. He's a strong ally. He can say whatever he wants about the Democrats, Republicans. President Xi knows he's sitting on a very dangerous situation because not only the coronavirus, but they have a real problem economically, and they have a system that they can't really work. The only problem we have is an internal dissension within our country, where the real problem is we don't know anything about our history. We talked about racism, yet the Civil War had nothing to do about racism. We talked about economic problems, yet the issue here is we're doing economically quite well. We bring forth people who have been discredited, have accomplished absolutely nothing, have started wars, and are corrupt, i.e. Biden. Where is the danger on the outside that is comparable to the danger with inside? What I'm speaking about is internally, because we are 37th in the world on education, the Democrats are able to mobilize these sayings like, oh, we have a history of racism. Really? Who has more racism than the Africans who brought the African slaves here to America? Who has more racism than the Muslims who brought over the African slaves to America? We didn't create the Civil War over racism or the slaves. It was done because we had an idiot, Marfan syndrome, depressed, manic depressive despot called Abraham Lincoln. But we don't teach that. We said that we did the Civil War because it was for the freedom of the slaves. Wrong. You know, and here's the problem of America. We don't understand where we are. If you want to talk about racism in America, fine. Let's talk about the time in FDR, one of the greatest racists of all time, the epitome of democratic values and progressivism.
Yeah, he was a eugenicist. People don't know that.
No, let me go on and I'll explain it. Number one, he allowed the Jews to be exterminated. He was warned repeatedly that we have been exterminated. His right-hand man, John McCloy, who created the CIA, said under no condition will we stop the bombing of anything, but we will save certain factories in Germany. He was pro-Hitler. Whom did they incarcerate? The blacks? No. The Japanese in World War II, FDR, initiated the incarceration of the Japanese, the Germans, and the Italians. Does any Democrat know that? There wasn't one black who was incarcerated in a prison camp. But I know thousands and hundreds of thousands of Japanese who were, mistakenly, because we were at war at the time. Who was the one who created the wars in Vietnam? It wasn't Eisenhower. Eisenhower, a general who served in our military with distinction, said, we're not going into Vietnam. This is a disaster. Let the French do it. So who did it? A draft dodger who was totally manic depressive, another moron who Doris Lessing loves, the liberals love him, and his name was LBJ. He just increased the number of soldiers we had from 16,000 to 500,000 and eventually to 2 million.
And used the false flag, Gulf of Tonkin, and, you know, his letters are at his presidential museum and library here in Austin where he says that he's going to suppress and control black people.
Correct. He had no desire to really free anybody. That was the point. So you got LBJ. Who comes next in line? Totally out of control mentally. Psychotic. He looks great. He's tanned. You got Ted Sorensen, once again, from the liberal left at Harvard, coming in and making up a story of the 10 days that shook the world. But the reality was John F. Kennedy was Addisonian. He was totally depressed, psychotic. We don't talk about it, thanks to the fact that I was at Cornell Medical School with our doctor.
But it is declassified that he took methamphetamine injections daily. He was taking more drugs than Elvis.
Correct. And as a result of that, Khrushchev could not believe that we had a totally incompetent, psychotic president, so we got the Cuban Missile Crisis. Plus, we had wars all over Latin America and the Middle East. And guess what the results were? Inevitably, he had to be stopped, and he was stopped. And LBJ was part of it, Bush Sr. Then we get to Bush Sr. And we start making up stories about Bush Sr. He was a war hero. Really? He ejected from his plane and allowed 8 of his own servicemen to die while he saved himself and made sure he became a hero. He said, I'm going to go in the CIA in 1972. No, Bush Sr., you went into the CIA in 1957. Your father was already in that business. You were corrupt. Then we get who else? The idiot version of Bush Sr., Bush Jr., with Cheney. And what do they create? 9/11. Thousands of Americans killed. Then they immediately go into Iraq and Afghanistan with no reasons, no evidence whatsoever, but they're not arrested. And who comes in? Comey, Mueller, Hayden, all the incompetence.
And so what you're saying is the detritus, the lackeys of all these scumbags are now left hanging on for power, but with every passing week, they're losing their power, and Trump's bringing in a new renaissance.
That's exactly it. But they are the core of the disintegration of our American republic. Not our democracy, unlike Nancy Pelosi, and the group of Democrats do not understand our country is not a democracy. Our founding fathers were too smart. They saw exactly what happened in the French Revolution, and they said, we do not want the tyranny of the masses, so we have
That's exactly what George Washington said in all those letters. It's a great history lesson, riveting, we love it. I'm asking you currently, we're going to come back, I know you know the players. The universities, the big corporations are still running this Bolshevik playbook of divide and conquer. Major universities everywhere are segregating black from white again. These people are crazy. They are totally have a plan of division. And I know when Trump is reelected, hopefully he's got a battle plan. And when they say this intelligence is coming out tomorrow that's going to expose the deep state coup against him, I don't believe that because, I mean, Durham hasn't done anything yet. But we'll get your take. Dr. Steve Pachinik, an amazing insider for America. On the other side, stevepachinik.com. I'm with 2020electioncenter.com. I'm Alex Jones.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From within, and our real power is our ideals of individualism that made us the apple of the world's eye. But as we lose our cultural, spiritual identity, we become a house divided. We could be a bunch of different colored people if we believe in free market America and rugged individualism. We lose that, well, then our different colors and different backgrounds can become our weakness, not our diversity. It's true that America's diversity has been its strength in ideas and engineering and food and culture. Because other places couldn't do it. They always fought and destroyed themselves. But our outside enemies, the Chi-Coms and others in Hollywood, are doing this, the tried and tested game of divide and conquer. And so it was the Roman senator and historian Marcus Tullius Cicero, quotes on treason, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government by itself." And he goes on to say in the full quote that we can defeat outside enemies, but the traitor is the plague and will bring down the city. And when you look at the Democrats and Antifa and Soros, I mean, they say, we want no borders, no wall, no USA at all. And I get Dr. Pachinik, you're a psychiatrist, a smart guy. You see that they put out their crisis, they mean it, but that you believe America will rise to the occasion and counter it and make us stronger. I'd like to not even go through that process and absolutely repudiate that, just completely to deal with it and get rid of it, and then have a new dialectic of excellence and super excellence, not horrible communist collapse and dirtbags and scum and just pedophiles and devil worshippers versus decent Americans. I'd rather have decent Americans versus super Americans. I'd rather not have that wing of filth. Do you get what I'm saying?
Sure. But remember one thing, Alex. You and I grew stronger and bigger because of the conflict within ourselves and the fact that we were challenged from the outside. When you were stigmatized, you went on and created a bigger show. That's not about you, but I'm explaining it to your
audience.
It's a
laboratory. No, we got much more powerful and stronger. It's true.
Right. And that is the example I want to talk to the audience.
So you're saying the facts don't lie, that prosperity makes monsters, adversity makes men.
Correct. And the bottom line, the essence of our republic has always been serial entrepreneur, the ability to take a risk and go with that risk. You've got Daria from the Soviet Union or Russia. I'm coming from Cuba. You've got immigrants from all over the world who've become very successful here because only in America, and I've grown up in France, Cuba, and elsewhere, but only in America are you allowed to make mistakes. And a mistake doesn't mean that you're going to go into bankruptcy. A mistake doesn't mean, like in France, you can't go up the caste system. A mistake doesn't mean, like in Russia, where you go to the gulags, or in China, where you end up in Xinjiang or some other prison. Here in America, you can make those mistakes, and the beauty of what we have in Trump is the very essence of an American political profile. It's not Biden, because Biden represents...
No, it's true. I mean, Trump is pure Americana. It really is. He's a pure American specimen.
You know what's beautiful? Trump doesn't say a word about his uncle, who happened to have been one of the greatest professors at MIT and developed radar and all. But MIT now is talking about, we have to have courses on integration of blacks. What does that have to do with MIT? Trump doesn't talk about the fact that he built 42nd Street. He built Fifth Avenue. He built the casinos in New Jersey. He built the ice skating rinks for my daughters for free in New York. He hasn't talked about that. He may say whatever he wants, and I don't care, and I've said it repeatedly on your show, it's not what the man says, it's what he does. In contrast, we have a decadent, pathetic Biden, the complete adverse or converse of what America is about. He became a politician at 27. He lied about his background. He lied about how his wife was killed. He lied about his corruption. He lied about his achievements. He started wars in Syria, Libya, Afghanistan. And guess what? This draft dodger started a major war in Iraq, and he doesn't want to talk about it. Yet,
and he's also very elitist towards everyone, which a lot of scumbags are because they're not really elites. And he's well known to be a racist.
He's everything that is a fool, a moron, and a corrupt individual. He personifies the very opposite of Americanism. That is, the man who is completely corrupt, completely infested with evil, if you want.
He's insulated. He never has to take a risk. He has the whole system protecting him. He's stagnant.
He's not only stagnant, he is the epicenter of regression. If we fail, it's because we've gone to a man like Biden. He does not represent achievement. He does not represent self-respect. He does not represent decency. He does not represent serving your republic. When he was drafted, he had asthma. He couldn't go. But he had no problem starting the Iraq war with 3,000 men. He specifically...
Well, I asked you the other day on Owen's War Room, I said, what would you say if you could talk to Biden? And repeat that, because you really chewed him up good.
I would say to him, don't even think about running for the presidency. It's not going to happen. You won't get there. It will not happen. The people like myself and others who know you all too well, there you are with Richard Haass, another disaster, at the very essence of the institute that I left, the Council on Foreign Relations, admitting that he had received billions of dollars in Ukraine. I would make sure he will never run. I would make sure that Kamala Harris...
Well, that's another point. Why would he brag? I said, I'm going to keep the $1 billion if you don't stop the investigation of my son, and they did what I told. Why would he admit a giant crime on TV? He's a psychotic.
Well, he's not psychotic.
He's nuts.
It's arrogance, my friend. If he was psychotic, we would give him dispensation, say, he doesn't know what...
No, you're right. And a real psycho would probably be smarter. Then why would you brag about a crime on air?
Because you're a sociopath. Because you basically think you're going to get away with everything. And guess what? Biden's gotten away with everything he's done. Corruption. Lying. Denying. Sycophant. I mean, it's endless. We have never, and one of the issues that we talked about, no one's gone to jail. Bush Jr. hasn't gone to jail. Cheney, who created more wars and violated our national security, never went to jail. Colin Powell, our big African-American general who lied like a banshee about his success in Vietnam, and then he lied in Iraq. Condoleezza Rice, another African-American, lied continuously. We have pathological liars, and guess what happens? We promote them in positions of power. So guys like you and me who want to say, hey, look, you know, the emperor has no clothes, we're called conspiracy traitors. Am I concerned that the New York Times says I am a white supremacist literally because I wear a Hawaiian shirt on your show? That's what they call me. No. Because the more I allow them to come with all kinds of absurdities and attack me, the more they're going to self-destruct. So what I'm saying to you, let us continue what we are saying and doing, and in turn, Trump will come to
exactly.
The forefront.
Stay there. We're on the path to victory. I want to look at this big COVID-19 psyop. Where you think it's going, Dr. Steve McChenning? He's chicken butt today. And yeah, they now say Hawaiian shirts are white supremacists. The OK symbol, everything is. This is just, they're projecting total mental illness on people.
Stand back and stand by. During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Here's Biden. Just a year and a half ago, this is like a million years ago, criminal activity. What I call pissing on our face.
Uh, I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was going supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Oh, solid. You know, so what is the need on national TV, on C-SPAN, Dr. Steve Pachinik, to brag that you just ended a criminal investigation with a $1 billion bribe? Again, you're right. It's chutzpah. It's arrogance. It's bravado, because he's gotten away with it so far.
The reason, listen, Alex, and the audience has to understand, and we brought it up with Owen Schroyer yesterday. If no one is arrested, I mean literally no one, we should have arrested Comey for all the violations of the Constitution. We should have arrested the CIA, Gina Haskell, for torturing. We should have arrested the heads of the FBI for all kinds of intransigence and corruption. We haven't done that. As long as no one is arrested, and as long as Trump brought in a John Bolton, a Kelly, whatever, all of these guys who had been in the administrations before and had been corrupt and are profiting them, as long as we have Simon & Schuster, which is not a publishing company now, it's now a propaganda machine against Trump. We have never held anybody accountable except those of us on the alternative right, or whatever you want to call us, the conservatives. We make our own life. We don't depend on the kindness of strangers. And we have to, and we give our life to the Republic. None of which occurs in the Biden administration. Biden, as I told you, he's totally corrupt. He's an idiot. He's senile, demented. The New York Times can
you
say
said that like 2 years ago, and now they're having a minute. So let me ask you this. What are they going to do with all the publishers, all the media, all the foreign money, all the king's horses, all the king's men? Hollywood cannot prop him up. When do they start to give up? Because I agree, we have people power, we have common sense, humanity's awakening. What are they going to do psychologically as a psychiatrist, you know, group diagnosing them? Are they going to do a new ghost dance? What are they going to pull?
No, what they're doing right now is they're really screaming for the last moments of their own existence. Let's get an example of Hollywood.
That's it. So that way they can win just to get more donor money. But they're like, my dad in college was an exterminator, and he said that when you'd spray cockroaches with poison in these horrible places they'd send them into, he had like a city contract, he said they would start fornicating. The roaches would just party once they were poisoned. And so I think what we're seeing is the last gasp, like you said, kind of the death throes.
It's the death throes because, number one, who did he put up as vice president? Kamala Harris. Mother's Indian. Kamala attends a Buddhist temple. Father was a major professor emeritus from Stanford. 20 years of her life were not in America. She did not serve our country. She went to Montreal. So she should run for prime minister of Montreal, but she's not an American. You have, in contrast, Mike Pence. Governor, state senator, U.S. senator, and now the vice president, Christian American, clearly understands America, clearly will debate her tonight, but you've got an American persona versus somebody who's been put in from Canada and doesn't belong
here. Just like Obama did not have a very American pedigree. Certainly Harvard, he said he was from Kenya. We know now it's really from Hawaii. Why do the globalists ever want to give us a real American?
Because we have one institution that has to be taken down. You ask me which one. It would be the CIA, number one. All of the operatives that we've had so far, Obama never, never was an organizer in Chicago. Obama was the son of an operative in Indonesia. She spoke Russian. He was the grandson of two operatives who worked for me in the East-West Center in Hawaii, i.e. the East-West Center is the banking institution for the CIA. He was CIA, never went to Columbia, went to Occidental. What's an Occidental College in Los Angeles? A second-rate school, but it has third-rate ex-CIA operatives teaching there at Occidental. He was an operative. That's why he lied. He consistently created wars. More wars than anybody I've ever seen. Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, all with the help of Hillary Clinton, another one of your CIA operatives, went to Yale. Bill Clinton, Bush Sr., Bush Jr., between Harvard and Yale, he produced more detritus in this country than you could ever imagine. The good news, however, is the Harvard and the Yales and the Hollywoods are dying. Why? Because
you said 15 years ago Hollywood would die, and you know, and the East and West Coast would collapse. You were all right about that. So looking 26 days out, they say they're going to, they already have the courts. Some saying they're going to hold up the ballots. What about their stratagem to act like Trump is illegitimate yet again? What do you think Trump should do? Because I agree, without jail time, here's some examples. Breaking, handwritten notes by OGC attorney. Released day after General Flynn ambush interview, DOJ admits it altered notes. President Trump authorizes total declassification of all documents related to Spygate. DOJ announces press conference tomorrow. Are you expecting any teeth to this? Because they've got to take action.
I would hope this teeth, what I would do if I were Trump, and again, that was an issue that you and I have talked about. I didn't think he was as tough as he should have been. He should have swept out all of these people. I would present the fact that we have a lot of arrests coming in the forefront, either for pedophilia, corruption, or whatever else he wants to. The fact of the matter is he will go back and he's probably
going. That's right. He needs to announce the arrest to give confidence to people that are scared under him. So the Democrats keep announcing he's going to be impeached, he's going to be killed, he's going to be cooed. They're doing that hoping someone tries it. He actually has the law and history on his hands. He needs to lead up front saying, arrest them now. He does that, we win. I think he needs to do it.
I agree with you, but will he do it? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm afraid that's what he needs to do. If he speaks to you, he speaks to Roger or anyone else, the point of time is now. Do I think he will come into power again? Yes. The simple reason is he will refuse to leave the presidency, and he should, because there's ballot harvesting. What's happening now is the Democrats are harvesting the ballots that were already procured months ago or weeks ago. You give an example of a Somalian crook, Ilhan Omar, who came from Somalia, was born of another crook. Her father was a colonel in the Somalian army, a total corrupt individual. She was indicted three times but never went to prison for irregularities in her campaign, using campaign money, using money in the campaign for her divorce. And now she's hired Mohammed to buy all the ballots up in Minneapolis and elsewhere, and nothing's done to her. There has to be a carry-through action.
I totally agree. I mean, they are publicly saying they're going to steal the election and not take the results. So I just think Trump has to attack it head on.
I agree with you. That's what I would do now. I would get in the forefront just as he did as he left Walter Reed Hospital, said goodbye to Fauci. I said months ago, a year ago, Tony Fauci was out of his league. He is a self-aggrandizing.
Let's talk about what you think needs to come next with 26 days out, 104 to inauguration, because they're going to contest this election. But how do we discredit it up front? We know it's fraudulent. How do we discredit it now? We got to get ahead of it now, not wait and let them call the shots. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
He aligns himself with the truth. Dr. Steve the Chip.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Okay, Doc, I can talk to you for 10 hours, and you do a great job. It's everything you bring up, I know from historical my own research, is accurate, has your own perspective. But and I know you're a confident guy, and you did tell me stuff 16, 17, 18 years on air that I wasn't rolling my eyes. You're like, the East Coast will collapse, the West Coast will collapse, America will be reborn in the South and the Midwest and in areas of Western U.S., and the left will be a joke. We'll try to bring down America in the process. She definitely did your research. Nobody was saying that back then. You said Hollywood's done, and I know you've made big movies there, been very successful. You said that on the air like 15 years ago, and I was like, really? All I know is I was on the Greenbelt today, and a guy saw me not wearing a mask, or at least a dog that ran over and bit me, and he goes, good job. And when I started smashing the dog's head in, he got upset and said, I'm going to call the police. I said, go ahead. Your dog bit me. The left is getting crazed with all of this. Here's Chris Hayes, Infowars.com. MSNBC's Chris Hayes promotes re-education camps for anti-maskers. I've got all these videos of every 10 minutes. Trigger Democrat pulls knife on woman for Trump supporters, threatens to kill them because they're Trump supporters.
I mean, they had a dog attack me today. And these people, and the guy said, good job. I said, good job. I grabbed his dog and started punching it. I think you think it's funny. You just sick. He's like, you're attacking my dog. I said, yeah, dude, you attacked me. You're lucky I didn't kill your dog. So these people are crazed, and it's like they're live action role players. You know, these groups that go out with rubber swords and shields and beat each other and actually believe they're in World of Warcraft or Game of Thrones. They do that where it's like, they'll come over and punch somebody in the face, and when you punch them back, they call the police. So you're the psychiatrist and not just some quack psychiatrist who used to run psychological operations, you know, for the State Department. What the hell is going on with these crazies, and what are they trying to do, and where does this go? Because it's getting out of control.
Basically, what they're trying to do is to intimidate those of us who really want to support Trump and support the conservative values and support the ideals of America. The simple answer to what you're really asking is, do we create a counter-agitprop? I would say yes, but does Trump really, can Trump order his U.S. Marshals to arrest Comey? To arrest Flynn, to arrest Hayden, to arrest a whole bunch of these guys, including, you know, Brandon.
And then let the left explode. If they want to fight, let's have one.
No, but that's what I would do.
Yeah. Tell us what you do, because you used to be, you've been highly respected. You've helped change regimes. We have a communist globalist attempt to overthrow of our country. How would you counter these foreign enemies right now if you were Trump?
Well, one of the things I would do is start arresting all the major players here. I'd go after Ilhan Omar. I would go after Biden for saying that you have a history of corruption within the United States. I would go after Brennan for damaging the CIA. I would go after Gina Haspel and get rid of her. Go after Comey, and I would arrest him. I would leave Obama alone. I would leave Hillary alone. But I'd start to arrest all the people that are in that purview around the Democrats and start rounding them up and saying, you know what? You want to play this game? We're going to play it. I have full respect for Cyrus Vance Jr. I knew his father, but he spent months defying the tax results on or the tax exemption, whatever Trump has done or will do. Nobody in America gives a damn about Trump's taxes. And that's my point. If you want to waste your time in American dollars.
And there was no Russia. There was no Russia there.
Excuse me?
There was no Russia in the taxes.
No, there was no Russia. There was nothing. But if you really want to be ruthless, you go in and start arresting one after another. And believe me, by the time you've arrested four or five of these people, even when the marshals are showing up, even when you're arresting one of your own in the FBI, Comey in particular, Brennan in the CIA.
No, I agree. They will all turn on each other overnight. They've never had retribution. They've never paid. They will fold like a house of cards in a high wind the minute Trump engages in real leadership. And I'm not an authoritarian. They're the ones trying to overthrow the president. They're the ones trying to get me arrested. They're the ones trying to, it's time to punch back.
Well, not really. Let me explain something. I've been involved in a few soft coups in the United States. A soft coup, and I'll explain this to your audience, means we do not use the military. One was a transfer of power from Nixon to Ford. That was a necessity.
Well, be clear, I wasn't saying use the military. When I say punch back, I mean legally.
No, I understand that. But there's another soft coup that occurred in the Bush Jr. administration when he was warned by me and others that you will pay the price for 9/11, for killing our boys in Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as Cheney. They put in a man who went in, Rumsfeld, who was a disaster. And by the ability, whatever I did, we had gotten rid of Rumsfeld and put in Gates. Gates' last message to me in particular and to the country was, under no condition should there be a coup. Well, I will take those words from Gates and say, think about what you just said, Gates. And 20 years later, there will be, you know, repercussions for that. You do not get away with violating the Constitution, violating the treaties, peace treaties, and go into war or corrupt our systems and then think you can profit from it and suddenly get away. Bush Jr. never paid for it. Bush Sr. never paid for it. Cheney, one of the worst chicken hawks in the world, got away with it. Steve Hadley, Wolfowitz, there's a whole bunch of these guys. But now if I were Trump and I were in the White House, I'd start bringing in the U.S. Marshals, start to arrest them, and let them complain, let the New York Times...
I was about to say, isn't there under the Constitution the president can sign warrants?
Well, he could demand, he could say a state of emergency. I wrote that novel 20 years ago where we created a state of emergency.
And that's what they really fear is the Insurrection Act. I just say he declares it because I'm not a martial law guy. They're the ones having leftist martial law. They're the ones doing it all. I just say he declares insurrection and then arrest the leaders of the globalist operation.
If you want to have intifada, you want to have fascism in the streets, you want to kill people, fine. I will bring back the insurrection. I will bring back the police. I will bring back the national security dicta. I will arrest those that I need to arrest. And if I can't complete the action, that's fine too. I just want to hold them in prison for a while and make them understand you're not playing games with Trump. Is Trump strong enough and fearful enough to do that? I'm not sure. I would clearly do that. I have no problem. I've done it before, and I will do it again.
Well, I agree with you that they've brought us to this point. It's like we're, like, starting this. They're literally saying they're going to overthrow the government and get rid of the country's existence. I mean, when you're not an American when you start talking like that. That's not free speech. That's sedition.
Correct. Let me give you an example. When I went down to Panama, and my mission was to take out Noriega. I had a wonderful dinner with him for 3 to 4 hours. We talked about everything. He wanted to be a psychiatrist. I explained to him. The next day, I started blowing up things. I started agitprop. I started fires. He brought in his own people, and eventually he was taken out. But the excuse wasn't what I wanted. Bush Sr. wanted to bring in paratroopers, and I was against that. I didn't want to sacrifice our men for what was already accomplished by taking them out without using our soldiers. So my point of contention is very simple. You want to create a state of emergency? Let's do it. Let's start rounding up the people who are the ones in Intifada. Let's start rounding up the people who are funding it. And they're going to understand what a totalitarian government really means and the reactionary forces.
Well, that's my next question. I know you say Soros is old and a front man. It's his money. Who's behind him? Because every time I kick over a rock, it's his funding, shutting down speech, funding BLM, Antifa. What the hell is George Soros bulletproof for?
He's bulletproof because he works for us, CIA. You don't... Let me explain something. The most lethal organization, bar none, has been the CIA. Most of these people have come in and out. Why can I say that? Because for 30 years, the CIA has wanted me to join them, and I said, go to hell. There's no way I'm joining you. I will arrest your people. I will take them out if I need, and I will throw you out. But there's no way I'm joining you. I may have been trained by you, but I was trained by the military. My loyalty is to the Republic, the Soros.
Five more minutes to explain that, because people don't get the different factions of the government. When you hear about CIA and the National Security Act, people think, oh, that must be the whole government. No, that's one group. It's true. Soros ran a bunch of anti-Russian operations. He is CIA. That's why he's been protected. And now they all get immunity once they've been high-level CIA, like Obama or Hillary or Soros. And then now they can commit any crime they want. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. This is supposedly a fundraiser. I'm not doing a good job, but it's Infowars.com. We got big discounts on the products and donate buttons to keep us on the air. We're more influential than ever. We reach as many people as ever, but finance-wise, the enemy's been successful cutting us off from funds. So we need your support. Get aid and comfort to America at Infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back in 2 minutes with the final speech.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.